get going, Christy. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Three Bridges Public Infrastructure District. Today is August 6, 2026. It's 11:03 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Larry, your chair, do you want to start?
Sure. Larry Myler, board member.
James Horsley, board member.
Matt Hintz with Snow Jensen and Reese, District Council.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker. Christy, is there any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So board, first up, board meeting minutes from our May 4th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
They look good to me.
Okay.
Yeah, fine.
Could I get a motion, Larry?
I move that we accept as presented the minutes from last meeting.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right.
Aye.
That's unanimous. Hey, Trey, how are you?
Doing well. Sorry, I'm a bit late.
Well, you're good. You're here. That's what matters. Okay, Shelby.
All right. Excuse me, board. The first item we have for today is the quarter two 2026 payment expenditure listing. So this represents all cash outflows for the quarter, includes some capital outlay project fund requisitions, the bond interest payment that was made on June 2nd for the series two bonds, and then the $6.2 million that was pulled from the trust accounts. Any questions on this listing?
No.
Okay.
So what I would need then is a motion to approve the payment listing.
Well.
And here's why, Larry. The state auditor is now having outside auditors look for these payment and expenditure listings because they want the entire board to be able to see those payment listings and expenditures. So that's why we're doing this, and we basically have to do it because of the state auditor.
State, then this is happening on every bond?
Yep. Every district, every bond.
Yeah.
We have to do these.
When you're asking for us to approve these transfers, I don't know that I feel comfortable approving the transfer that was done without our knowledge, yeah, based on pretenses that we don't believe are accurate.
And what I would recommend that the board do is that we essentially
acknowledge,
distinguish between the
right
payments that you approve and those that you have not approved. And I think that satisfies the obligation, you know, to the
uh-huh. So you're saying a motion that stated something like, I move that we acknowledge these transfers took place, and the one on 6/12/2026 was without our knowledge or consent, and we disagree with it. Something like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. Yeah.
So I'll take that as a motion, Larry.
That's a motion.
Okay.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. And Christy, can we make sure that language is listed specifically in the minutes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Shelby.
All right, move on to the financial statements as of June 30th. So total assets just under $55.4 million. About $14.9 million remained available in the capital projects fund. And then we reported $40.46 million in the debt service fund. A couple notes here. This accounts receivable, that represents what we believe was owed as of June for the assessment on the Series 1 bonds. And then the assessment receivable here on the Series 1 and 2 bonds is offset with this deferred assessment revenue. Again, believe that that's still, liability of the district to collect those. And then in the general fund, we had prepaid expenses. This represents the CLA costs that were billed at the beginning of the year per board ask, and represents the costs that will be kind of expensed through the remainder of this year.
Okay, I have a question for you back one screen. So the 463,000 was the amount that's due now, and then the 19 million and 20 million and change are due at some point, but not due and payable yet. Is that correct?
Yes, that's a fair way to say that.
Okay, thank you.
Next page is the general fund budget to actual expenses through June, about 24,000 compared to the annual budget of 51,000. Auditing and insurance should hit in the third quarter of 2026. And then all costs to date have been funded through developer advances. Next page is the debt service fund budget to actual. So revenue is just under 1.1 million, which included interest income earned on the funds that were sitting with UMB, and then 977,000 of assessment revenues received in 2026, which would have been both for any assessments received on the Series 1 and Series 2 bonds. For expenditures, 7.3 million. Again, the 6.2 million kind of showed a separate expenditure here, transfer of funds for bondholder direction. And then bond interest, the 478,000 was the payment made in January, excuse me, that was the should have been paid in December. And then the 625,000 for the Series 2 bonds was the June 1st payment on those bonds. And then last page here is the capital projects fund. Interest income earned of about 349,000, and then capital outlay expenditures through June totaled just under 7.2 million, with that just under 15 million still remaining in those project funds. Any questions? Any further discussion?
I have some questions.
Okay.
What is the source of these numbers?
Primary source, Larry, is the UMB statements that we receive. We get those online and have access to just kind of day-to-day activity through that as well. And then generally we are reaching out to the developer team as well for any activity and any expenses that the developer paid directly on behalf of the district, such as the administrative costs.
Okay, has DTA given any information that's fed into these documents?
Not specifically into these documents, Larry. I guess I would say that the accounts receivable, the 463,000 that we talked about on the balance sheet, I guess I would say we kind of independently calculated that, but also utilized some of the figures that DTA had provided through that letter that was received from UMB.
Okay, has this been reconciled against DTI's records? These financials, have they been approved by or confirmed by DTA?
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm trying to think how best to answer that, Larry. I know, I would imagine, you know, Michael, I don't know if you guys reach out to DTA for the continuing disclosure reporting, but certainly they would assist with that reporting to the bondholders on any collections that are outstanding or due. But again, these financials are primarily really based on the activity that we have access to. And then certainly if we saw, you know, discrepancies in kind of the payments, we would typically reach out to DTA, the little bit unique situation
Okay,
here. But
so you have not reconciled these with DTA's records, is that correct?
yeah, I think that's correct, Larry.
Okay, have these been audited recently?
These have not been audited. 2026 financials wouldn't be audited until next year. The 25 financial statements are in the process of being audited.
Okay, when was the last completed audit that we had?
The 2024 calendar year end.
Okay. And we have access to these financials via email from you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Those are all my questions. Thank you.
And Shelby, just so you know and the board knows, DTA has never communicated with us.
Well, good to know.
I think, my suggestion similar to the motion made on the expenditure listing. I think typically we'd be looking to the board to accept the financials today. I think an appropriate action would include kind of a similar caveat that you had on the payment expenditure listing.
So I was thinking as we were talking, Shelby and Matt weigh in, I was thinking a motion just to acknowledge that they were presented. That
Yeah.
way you don't have to approve anything. You can just, yeah, we saw them.
Yeah.
Does that work, Matt?
I think that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. James or Trey, do you have any other questions or thoughts before we make a motion?
I think you covered it.
Yeah, I
Okay.
agree.
I move that the board has been presented with financial statements for our review.
Okay, that works.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, last thing. I do believe we need a closed meeting to discuss litigation. So I need a motion that we go into a closed session.
I move to go. I move that the board go into a closed session to discuss other issues.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. So, Christy.